Coming up in just a bit, I'll be speaking with Bob Gustafson and Lois Graf about the new pipe, the new-ish pipe organ at the Messiah Lutheran Church in Madison, and about the recital that's coming up on Sunday afternoon. Kicking things off with that lively Vidor. Everybody loves the Vidor. Organists, do you love Vidor, Lois Graf?
I do very much.
So, yeah, although this piece is not necessarily on the program coming up for Sunday.
No.
But it's just a snazzy piece. And you
yes,
just gotta play it.
And it demonstrates some of the capabilities of organs.
Right. I was speaking with Lois Graf, who's the resident organist at Messiah Lutheran Church. And those of us who only hear the organ in church don't realize how hard the organist has to work. It's very complicated.
It is. It's both hands and feet, and mechanically, it's also a challenge.
And eyes, and so much coordination required to play this instrument. It's worth looking up some YouTube videos. That was actually Felix Hell that we heard in that recording, and I had the pleasure of interviewing him. He's a cool dude. You'd think an organ prodigy. Yeah, he was a really nice guy, and he has some really impressive YouTube videos so you can see all the intricacies of working with this organ. And I know that you're pretty excited at Messiah about your new organ. Tell us about how it came about.
Quickly before that, as you mentioned, all the activities. Our organ has a console that's portable. We have a 50-foot umbilical cord so we can move the console, and we will move it on Sunday from its location for church services to its location for recitals, where the audience will be able to see the back of the organist and watch his feet move.
It's astonishing to watch. It really is.
Yes. And I've heard him and I watched him, and it is exciting.
So Tom Alderman will be the organist coming up on Sunday, but you've had the organ. This isn't the first time it's been played. So.
That's right. When was it?
The organ was dedicated last Reformation Sunday in October, and we had a guest artist come in and do the last part of the program.
Mm-hmm. So did you have to break it in? Is it like a new car? What's it like playing a new organ?
It's been interesting. The builder, George Miller, did a superb job. And we are, as the organ was put in, there were some tricks that had to be done to adapt the space. And also, after it was installed, we had some things that needed to be tweaked in order for it to function effectively. But right now, it's working like a champion.
That's exciting. And how did you go about finding the organ builder?
Yes. Organs are not purchased like a piano for the sanctuary. They're designed for the specific application. So you need somebody who knows how to design the organ, and that's, in this case, George. But in order to do that properly, we didn't feel that we were qualified. So we got a hold, or Lois did, of Mark Moorhead.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And Mark was our, let's call him our consultant.
Yes, he was.
And he spent a lot of time looking around at various options that we had and then settled on George and said, here's the guy you want. We agreed with him, and George put that organ in. It was just a marvelous experience. We spent all summer. We had to prepare for it because you just don't drop it in. And so we had to prepare an organ loft. Mm-hmm. We did that. And then George and his team came in, and pipes all over.
I'm trying to picture what that looked like plumbers coming in. Did they have a van with pipes on the top
of
it?
These pipes that are huge in there. And they built the case. And that case, I don't know, the top of it's probably 30 feet in the air, and there is George and his team up there with ladders handling pieces of plywood special wood, mm-hmm. because it can't have any vibration. And those were heavy, and they're handling that and putting that in 30 feet in the air, and it just scared me, but I watched them anyhow.
Well, that sort of turns the entire room into an instrument.
Yes, and it makes it. You have to have one that designed for the room, mm-hmm. and the location, and that's where the tweaks were that Lois mentioned. They call it voicing, mm-hmm. and we had to do the voicing of the organ was very important, and then of course we had to make sure that because it's up there in the air. That we didn't overheat it or overchill it in wintertime.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Because it gets kind of humid down here in the summertime,
yes,
too.
Yes, but we put insulation behind that, behind the box, and did all sorts of things like that. So it was a very interesting experience.
You were talking about the range of this particular instrument. We heard the lively Vidor, but you suggested another piece.
Yes, the people tell me that the pipe organs are too loud. Well, only when you play things like the Vidor, but in a church service and other applications, you want the meditative quality. And the second piece that I've selected for you demonstrates a pipe organ in that type of application.
looking at the program for the recital set for Sunday evening at 6 at Messiah Lutheran Church. There's a lot going on in this program, a little bit of something for everyone, I think, that should showcase the array, the range of this particular organ.
And I think what's going to be especially enjoyable is the way that Tom plays. It's he has a real ease and a comfort with the pipe organ and a love for it, and that conveys through his music, because he's unencumbered with what he needs to do, all the things that you were talking about earlier, about all the things happening with the organ. He's totally comfortable, and that allows him to give free expression, lyrical and virtuosic ability.
This is Tom Alderman, who will be the special guest soloist. He is from Georgia. How did you decide to bring him to town and put him in front of your organ?
George Miller is a personal friend of George Miller,
okay.
And they've worked together.
He was the organ builder.
That's
mm-hmm.
correct.
Okay.
And the Miller Pipe Organ Services is sponsoring this recital.
Okay.
Concert.
So whenever I speak to an organist, they don't have the advantage that, say, a flutist or a violinist or a cellist has. They can't tote their instrument around with them. They have to come to town and sit down in front of it and get adjusted to it. But I imagine he's already going to have some sort of familiarity with this particular instrument.
He came this week to play, and when I listened to him first play on it, he sat down with no music and just started to make the organ sing.
Wow.
And I thought, well, this is going to be a beautiful concert.
It is, and I'm looking again at the program. It's lots of stuff, not just, you know, of course, everybody's favorite, the music of Johann Sebastian Bach, Sheep May Safely Graze, we're familiar with. I've never heard Nimrod from the Enigma Variations played on organ before.
Oh, that's a wonderful piece. There's a little special story that goes with that. At the Chicago Symphony played that as a memorial to George Schulte the year after he died.
Mm-hmm.
They opened their season with that piece of
wow.
music. So that's kind of a special.
It's very stirring, and it's going to be even more so, I think, in that room just played on the organ.
Yes.
A little bit of something for everybody. I wouldn't think Gabriel's oboe would be an organ piece, but it is.
Yes, and it will allow Tom's ability to make the melody sing.
How do you even put together a program? There's so much to choose from. How do you decide what to play and when?
I think these are favorites of Tom's, and mm-hmm. I think that he chose them knowing what this particular organ could convey.
And that's this evening at 6, as we say, Sunday evening at 6, as we say in public radio. It's open to the public.
Oh, yes.
You don't need a ticket. Just come by Messiah Lutheran Church.
Right.
And this is part of an ongoing concert series. Tell us about the music at Messiah in general.
Our season is very exciting. We have this organ recital this Sunday. And on Valentine's Day, we have a guitar trio from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And in April, the Huntsville Master Chorale. And in May, Sasha Kosman, the daughter of Yaakov Kosman, is going to be doing...
She's like 18 or so, maybe right
about that.
Yeah, because I remember my son was at a party with her when they were both like 4 or 5 years old. That's how I know her.
Well, see, we have two categories that we sponsor for mm-hmm. in the Music at Messiah program. One is established professional musicians making their livelihood in performance, such as the guitar trio from Atlanta. And earlier last year, we had, I lost her name. But anyway.
Andrew Nally was there.
That's the second category, mm-hmm. emerging professional musicians. And Andrew is one of those. And, of course, Sasha will be mm-hmm. one of those. We have to work hard at scheduling them because Sasha's been in Europe or Russia or somewhere for the last 3 months, so I hadn't been able to contact her for mm-hmm. anything. But she'll be here. And then there are several others that are on the list. When we started this, we made contacts with people. Now managers are contacting us.
That's outstanding. Yeah. That is so, yeah, because I thought you're still kind of new on the musical scene. And what's so wonderful that there's room for everybody. We've got a wonderful symphony and chamber music guild, but Music at Messiah doing your thing out there in Madison, too.
Yes.
And part of our hope is to provide this in Madison, but also to appeal to younger audiences. And,
yeah.
And it's approachable and accessible to them as well.
Free parking.
Oh, yes.
So, and I ask Bob this every single time, but for people who are new to the area or maybe don't know the way around Madison, or if you're like me and you grew up in Madison and you don't recognize it anymore, where is Messiah Lutheran?
Messiah Lutheran Church is located on Highway 72, which is the east-west highway that starts out at University mm-hmm. and then just keeps heading west. The easiest way to find us is that we're just east, just east of Hughes Road. Now, if you know where the Home Depot is out there on Madison, we're the church that's between the two banks and between Home Depot and the highway.
With the new pipe organ.
With a new pipe organ. It's a beautiful instrument.
You can find a link to Music at Messiah on the WLRH Facebook page, and I recorded this interview, and it'll be on our website as well, and you can share that on Facebook as well. You were sort of reluctant to admit that you actually like this organist I'm about to play. Virgil Fox.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, yeah. It's some people do not like Virgil Fox as an organist. They said he was too much of a showman and not enough. Remember E. Power Biggs was the other organ.
One of the greatest names in organ history, too. Power Biggs.
They were contemporaries, and people either liked Virgil Fox or they like Biggs.
Get a big slap fights over this kind of thing.
Yeah. But I like what Virgil Fox did in this piece.
And I hope you will too. What's not to love about the Toccata and Fugue? Well, thank you so much, Lois Graff and Bob Gustafson. Before y'all go, anything you want to add?
No, Lois. Take it, Lois.
Remember to come on Sunday at 6 p.m. to Messiah Lutheran Church for the organ concert played by Tom Alderman.
And again, it's open to the public. Just come on by.
Followed by reception. So food will be served.
There you go. That's how you get the young folks in.
As we say in Cookies. The Lutheran Church, if you serve food, they will come.
Thank you so much, Bob and Lois.